Shabbos, I'd like to finish up today the issue of Hoges Hashem Bosi Yoso. First, a couple of ha'aretz, you know, relating to the presentation of this matter in our sefer. Yesterday we discussed different opinions of exactly what the issue is. There seems to be, leaving out the sheet of Rashi, which is somewhat of a different approach, there seems to be an issue just mentioning the very letters of the name of our Kodesh Baruch Hu, right? You know, that's why we say Yud Kei Vav Kei. We saw the Chassam Sofer says that the Chayolim Gvoim says that, huh? Well, not, but Tosus mentions that, but in terms of putting the K sound instead of a hey. Okay. I didn't see that in Rishonim. I don't know. I saw Rishonim say it. We saw it in Achronim, where Rabbi Yosef quoted, but we saw it in the Chassam Sofer and before that in the Chayolim. Well, we're up to source number 29. The Svasem is here on this Tosus. Again, it's a very, we pointed out yesterday, it's a very, very problematical Tosus, because it's unclear who Tosus is, you know, what exactly is the kasha, you know, of Tosus exactly, right? I mean, the Gemara says, in describing the tzitz, it mentions you have Yud-Hei Mumala, and the Gemara says, what do you mean, isn't that a problem of Hoges Hashem? Isn't what a problem? Teaching us in the Gemara, it's a little difficult to understand the Tosus. The Svasemis points out, Tosus is getting at is, why did the Gemara just write it out straight? Also, it's education purposes, law made the song, like we saw, others point out, so why bother to write it, you know, and anyway, even without getting to that, you're not saying it, you're spelling out the letters, right? So what was the Elamai? Since the Gemara only said Yud and Hey, okay, it must be Masha the Beis Yosef Eina B'chal Hogen. Okay, but the Tzvasem is Achatam Tzorchin, the Mamekach, the Boy Lamein V'chatzi Shem, Otu Hoga Shem Dafke B'Kavona Osir. Okay, I mean, you know, do you have to have Kavona? He tells the Nebuchadnezzar, he said, doesn't have Kavona, but at the end, the Tzvasem says, what I'm going to point out, so Sosema says, when you write out, there's no Hoges Hashem anyways. That's what Sosema says. In other words, writing it down, and I printed in the material a number of places where the Rambam himself, the Rambam wrote his work to be, you know, to be read. So you take a look, for example, in verse 30, Hilchis Yisora HaTorah Perek Vav Alocha Beis, V'shiva Hashem Osem. Hashem Nichtav Yud Hey Vav Hem. The Rambam writes it out. I mean, you have it on your paper here now, right? I mean, it's printed in the Rambam like that. Who Hashem Aforish? Oh, Nichtav Alaf Dal Nuniyot V'Kel Alok Alok Kima Alok Kai Shakai Tzvakos Tetra Kol Amochiv Lo Ozachas Meshuva El Loke. That's the Isser of Mechikas Hashem. But my point is that the Rambam, he writes out. He didn't just write it for short, right? The way our Gemara does, right? He wrote it out. He wrote it straight out. Similarly, in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Beis Halacha Zayin, talking about Megadev, so what curses the name of Hashem. 31. Ve'elo heim bina Megadev. Eina Megadev chayitz glad shifaris Hashem yuchud shal arba osos shehu alav dalad nun yud. He writes that out. Yivarachos o b'shem min Hashem Hashem v'chokim, etc. Shenemar minokev shem Hashem Hashem yuchud chayiv skil v'al sharkin v'azor. V'yesh b'fars shenu chayiv el al shem yud hei and vav hei. But in Rosh Hashanah on this call, again, a detail in cursing the name of Hashem, whether it's any name, or one is just an Azara, one is Misa, not my issue now, but again, the Rambam spells out the letters, and not like our Gemara, not in a short form, you know, just for short, Yud Hey, it spells it out completely. And the third marker for this is in Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Yud Dalet, Halacha Yud, talking about Birchas Kohanim, Ve'omer es Hashem, Kiksovu Hashem HaNege, Mi Yud Hey, Vav, there it is again. V'zeo Hashem V'forosh, Amor Chol Mokom. Okay, now Medina almost will be Kuniyabu Alav Dalim. Interesting, Alav Dalim doesn't spell out all the way, that he does the short. Shein Maskiris, now this is an important point. Shein Maskiris Hashem Kirsov Alav Mikdash Buvad. You only do the actual pronunciation of Shem in the base of Mikdash. Umishame Shem Natsarak, I think we mentioned this yesterday. Poskwa, Kanavak, Shem, first, after the Mikdash. Kadeshal Yilmor, also Adam, Shenu Chosh, Vishnu Hogum. Below how you chacham or shonim alamdim shem zel tamidem ubneim ha'agunim elapam achas hashem shonim kol ze gedulo lishmo nichba manoros. A couple of things emerge in this Rambam that I wanted to stress. Aside from the point that it's a third location. There may be more. I did a quick search. I didn't find it, but it could be the other places. But those three places, the Rambam actually spells out the letters, which would exactly be Hogas Hashem Bozio. But since he wrote it, now, I'm not sure how he did, maybe shouldn't read it out loud. But writing it, that's what the Sfasena said, right? Byosir and Sukkah, Ham and Aleph, he says, B'ksiva lo shayafdi hogashim. Writing it down is certainly not a problem. Maybe he would say you should sight read it, scan it, you know, with your eyes and not spell it out. I'm not sure. But two other things I want to point out, or three things actually. One, again, emphasizing that this name was only used in the Mikdash. Two, that even in the Mikdash they stopped using it in the days of Shimon HaTzadik. Okay, and three, that they even when they did use it, they only taught people once in a long while. And the key point is, Kol ze gedula lishma nechor onar. All this shows awe, reverence, greatness, honor, respect to the great name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, I printed here in Source 33 a tshuva from Akiva Eger. That's Madura Kamel Simon Lamed in his tshuvas. That's a very interesting tshuva, actually, a few tshuvas in a row, where he talks about the famous sugya of Ksiva Kedibur. It's a correspondence with an uncle of his. His name was Rabbi Wolfager. And among the different things he talks about, because, you know, this is a typical topic that people talk about, Sirius Omar. Let's say I write down Sir. Mayotze, I write down Ayom, Shosh, whatever. You know, is that good enough? That's Ksiva Kedibur. So, in the context of these tshuvas, they keep everything back and forth. He writes, Oda nirlechar lichos v'ayzu, dohavelavach ikasha im nidon de ksiva kedibur dami. That's what that abbreviation stands for, kedibur dami. If we're going to say ksiva kedibur dami, eich mutzini adre yadin ragleinu, sofrei stam, right? Stam, sefer Torah, tefillin, mezuzah, right? Shekos in shem havaya. How could they write, ha'osu likroso k'ksivosu bizman hazeh? Okay? How could they write? How could they? If Ksiva is Kedibur, so how could they just write out? I mean, how could you ever have Sefer Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzah? Right? Has Hashem numerous times, obviously. So then it's so far as to write, it doesn't write just a hey or a, you know, a dollar with a line over a yud yud or something. It actually spells out the name of Kodesh Baruch Hu, yud kei vav. He writes it. So if Ksiva Kedibur, so he says al kein tzarch lechalek the heichin mechaben behipuch. Okay. He's dafke writing it as writing only, not as a means of reading it. Therefore, it's not ksiva kedibur. Therefore, he shouldn't make a bracha miksav, whatever. But at the end, he writes baram. And again, that's the issue, that the local issue that the Kivayeg is talking about. That came daksiva choshel kriya mikkoreh hashem. Okay. Baram zeut. In that case, you shouldn't write it down because you'll be like you said it. But baram zeut tos amikomach yochol lichtov Hashem kikuyosu b'shem Hashem. That's like the Sfasemis. His conclusion is that writing it down is not an issur. Okay, there's no issur of hogas Hashem yosu by writing it down. And that works out with those Rambams and so on. Okay. The Archlaner by us, and that's the list of these ha'aris. In Source 34, the Aruch HaNer is bothered by a different question. Again, never mind whether it's writing. Let's say writing is a problem. But again, our Gemara is teaching us something. Our Gemara is using this as a means of telling us a din with regards to the tzitz, right? So in other words, what's the problem? Right? We said, and that's Aruch HaNer's kasha. HaMaskin Abadu Azar goes back to the Gemara Abadu Azar. The Islamic Shari, right? Remember the Chinnah bin Trajan? We saw yesterday. He was doing it for teaching purposes. He was a tzaddik, or was done in a public way, whatever, but fundamentally, the Islamic is mutter. Satosis, so Aruch HaNer asks, Ikala Mifrach, you can ask, Lach shows, Hamaskinan Bavadazare, Le Islamic Shari, Hoch Le Islamidu. Okay? You know, I mean, doesn't seem what's going on. It's Islamic. Now, if you remember correctly, maybe we should see it inside again. If you look back in that sugan of the Zohar, it's source number 8, right? Right, the Gemara said, how did Rabbi Chinan Yad Tradyum pronounce the name of Hashem? So it said, L'Islamet Ovet, Yitanya, L'Sumad Las, L'Ata Lomeid, L'Hovin L'Horos. Right, to teach is a different din. Okay? Rashi there said, Rashi. So more asked, so why do Kalina try to punish? Why they did it in a public way, if too many people heard or whatever. Rashi had a whole different explanation. Okay, Rashi says, remember Tosus pointed out that Rashi must have another girsa, because Rashi addressed the same issue that the Gemara seems to address. Okay, so it could be, says the Aruch HaNer, that maybe Tosus here is going a little bit to the shita of Rashi, who would say that even for teaching it's not really allowed, right? If it's done in a public way, this is public, right? In other words, the Gemara said Hogat Shem Lefahesi. Where is that backwards? 1 second. Say again. What did Rashi say? Rashi gave a different teretz. Rashi said Hakadosh Baruch Hu medakdik b'chuta sarah, because he didn't have that girsa that it was in public, right? He didn't have that girsa that it was in public. So it should work out better according to Rashi, no? Oh yeah, right. That's what the Aruch HaNer is asking. No, now, what's he saying? He's saying that the Gemara, Tosfos asked the Kasha, that our Gemara seems to be, or whoever spoke in the Gemara seems to be violating Hogas Hashem Beos Yosef, right? So Tosfos says, what do you mean? It's Lislamed, right? So according to Rashi and Achanami, Lislamed. What would the answer be? Why according to Rashi is no kasha? According to us, the Gemara says, yeah, but it was b'farhasya. So we're also b'farhasya. So that's why Tosfos is asking. But according to Rashi, there really was not taka, nothing wrong. It was only a special case of Vishnu and Chajon, because it was a tzaddik and so on, so that wouldn't apply across the board. So in Mela, maybe that's what Tosfos, does that make sense? That's what Tosfos is asking. Tosfos is asking according to, then the kasha of Tosfos makes sense. No, then the kasha of Tosfos makes no sense. Let's see it again, 1 second. Unless you want to say, Rashi says that ultimately, the Gemara says that it's mutul Islamid, right? And Rashi comes out that it's not really mutul Islamid, at least for a someone of that stature, unless the assumption is that that would be our Gemara also. It's also tzaddik. Our speaker is also tzaddik. The Aruch HaNer rejects it because his Tosfos doesn't accept Rashi Shita, but I'm not sure now I understand the kasha. Tosfos goof across from the shore, he is one of the Islamic. But sorry, live for the Tosfos Gufa Kosher Shom Deshari. See, his answer is interesting. He says, because maybe what the Aruch HaNer understands is that once Rashi says that it's Lislamed, that the Chumash tribe is different, it's really limiting the Hetter of the Gemara. It's not, of course, the board Hetter. So maybe that's what Tosfos is bothered by here. It shouldn't have been the Hetter here either. But Aruch HaNer says that's not what Tosfos holds. Tosfos holds that it's Mutter Lislamed. So what's the answer? So here's the answer. He said, "Yesh Lomar, the Islam of Lahir Tzorach Lifrot Oza." Well, remember, Stam Hashem Milmala. It wasn't necessary Lislame. In other words, if you're trying to tell me to teach me a pronunciation, so then let's assume like Tosfos that Pashup Shat Al Gemara that for teaching purposes is Mutter. That's what you assume Halachar. For teaching purposes is Mutter, right? Rashi seems to say that even that you shouldn't do. I guess. I guess that's our whole understood. It's not exactly what I explained it. Maybe, in other words, but according to Rashi, there's no blanket head to Islamic. Sometimes Islamic is also not allowed. Because Rosh Medakdik's not really right. Okay, there's a head there. You could think there's a head there. Really, Islamic is not allowed. So why don't we say that's what Tosfos thought also? What was the kasha? The kasha was, why is Tosfos bothered? Isn't this a case of Islamic? Why is trying to teach us a din?
right? Is that a case of lislamit? So the answer, if you know, like Rashi, that lislamit is not really a great heter because Hakadosh Baruch Hu is medakdek. So I understand the kasha. But if you hold that lislamit is takamutar, so what's, you know, what's bothering Tosfos? So Rosh Hashanah, that's where we want to get at. The Rosh Hashanah's answer is no. What's bothering Tosfos is that even lislamit, you didn't need to use it here because you were just trying to discuss where what appears on the tzitz. So you could have just said Hashem Mumata and Kodesh Le, Hashem Mumala and Kodesh Le, and we would have understood on our own that Hashem means what? Hashem and Yukim, okay. What do you have to spell out anything for? You follow that, Sarachanayasis, and I think that's the simplest shot really in Tosis. You didn't have to write anything out. If you were telling me that, you know, what if someone asked you a question, what are the letters on the tzitz? Okay, so then you have to say, you have to say it. But that's Lislami. But even Lislami, if there's a way to do it without, so that's better. That's the point. Words, even if you hold Lislami to head there, but that's only if you need to do that. That's what I want to bring up tomorrow. Okay. But what emerges from all of this now to move a little to Hashkofa. Okay, but again, I think that's again, the answer I'm sure is what Rachel and I mean. I think the question, I'm pretty sure that's what he meant. If you assume Islam is not a great heter, okay, because Baruch Hu was medaktik before the child, even though it was Islam. So therefore, the question is, what's Tosfos bothered by you? Okay, here it is Islam. So the answer is, well, if you hold like Rashi, Islam is not a good enough heter. But if you hold not that way, Tosfos over there doesn't hold like Rashi. So then you have to come on to, unless, oh, wait a minute, maybe that's what he means here. Maybe he means here, the Rachel means that according to Rashi, the whole issue was the 42-letter name of Hashem to begin with. The Pshatma, that's what Rashi, maybe the whole issue, Hogis and Rosh Yosef, according to Rashi, doesn't get off the ground. So if you said like that, you understand Tosis. I'm not sure. Okay. But the main thing I want to bring up was the answer of Tosis, that even the heter of Islam aid is only if you can, you know, and that's exactly why when teachers, whatever, people write something on the board, they write a hey, they write something else, because you can communicate the same point. But if you're trying to teach, you know, what the letters are, how you're teaching Safras or something like that, so why do you have to, okay. Moving on to the Rav Hashkofa, I think what emerges from all this is the following. I think it's an important point to recognize. Apparently, when it comes to Shem Hashem, the letters are more than just ordinary letters. There are Hebrew letters, obviously. But the letters themselves, or at least in that combination, okay, in that combination, the letters themselves constitute a chetz of kedusha, as it were. It's more than just letters. For us, most of the time, a letter is a symbol. Right? It tells you what sound to make. Okay? In Chinese, you know, the Oriental alphabets and so on, it's more than it's a symbol of how many letters in the Chinese alphabet? It's in many. Huh?
A lot.
Right? Because each, but even if it's in English, a letter tells you how to pronounce something. It's really just a symbol. And one would think, perhaps, in a certain way, it's almost a random symbol. Right? I mean, but in Lashon Kodesh, what this combination of letters is not just the letter telling you how to pronounce something. The letter itself takes on the kedusha of Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what the Rambam said before. It calls it the dula lishma nichud v'hanoro. Right? The Rambam at the end of Hilchos Tefillah Perek Yudal Achiyud. Calls it the dula lishma nichud v'hanoro. A letter is not just, if you take any word in Hebrew, okay, or in English, or any language, and you have letters, the letters are simply, there's nothing to the letters. Right? The letters are telling you how to pronounce something. So yes, what's your name? So you tell your name, okay? So it's a combination of certain sounds, and those sounds are symbolized by those letters. Evidently, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Yud, the Hey, the Vav, and the Hey is not just, well, these are the letters that tell us how to pronounce the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They become the essence, part of the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what I think you have to say comes out from Tosis and from all these Rishonim who learn, that's why there's even an issue just to say the letters. What's the matter with saying the letters? They're just names, okay? A Yud is, I mean, you know, in other words, the Yud, those are just nicknames, A, B, C, they're nicknames for a symbol, right? Yud, you could have called, I don't know, called something else. Who says something called a Yud, right? You know, in other words, now there are names that Gemara has in Shabbos, and you know, why the letters are have different names and so on. First of all, in general, Lashon Kodesh is more significant than the letters. But when it comes to the name Hashem, apparently the Yud, the Hey, the Vav, and the Hey, are not just nicknames of symbols that represent sounds.
they become part of the Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu itself. That's what comes out here. So if you take a look at the Rambam, Mor Nevuchim Chelik Aleph Perek Samech 35. Kol Shmosim Alam Tzom B'Tzom Kulam Nigzom Apulos. Okay? Usually, a name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we have signifies a particular trait or particular deed. Even the name Adonai, I'm saying now for teaching again, is a master, right? Adonai, it's rooted in the word master. Okay, Elohim, without a kof, you know, Elohim is a judge, right? I mean, we find in the Torah Elohim meaning a judge, a human judge, right? Except for one name, okay? V'zem ha'shein helembo el ha'shem echad v'hu yud heva, it's another place where it's written out here in the Mor Nevuchim. Shushem yuchel u'salam u'lezen nikor shem ha'furish. In yano, shehu yor al-atzmo. That name describes the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, that yud kei vav kei name, and hence why they said before the letters, that is not a description of something HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, or a characteristic of his, or some trait of his, but rather that is what the Rambam says, shehu yor al-atzmo yisalem. He repeats that point. He says, we know it already, we do. It was only the base of Mikdash, it was the Kohanim, and the Kohen Gadol on Yom HaTzom, Kippur. There is no difference, so to speak. That name is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there's no difference between himself, as it were, and his name. Okay? The other, there's a difference between, you know, between the HaKadosh Baruch Hu and what he does. Okay? But this name is his essence. Okay? Then that's really what emerges. Sov dobar gedula ze hashem hashmir likos olios amora atzmo yisala marshal yistater echad ben abruim horoi. It can't link it. It can't relate to anything else. Okay, the word I just said, the word adon, which refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, can relate to a person. A master, a person is called adon. You know, a judge is called Elohim. Other words can relate to something beyond HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those letters, that name HaKadosh Baruch Hu, does not have anything to do with anything or any other part of existence except HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, that's what the Rambam is driving at. All right, and Kemosh Olam Zichron Baruch Hu Shmi Hamiyuchadli Omnam Shar Hashem Hashem Kulam Om Al Hatoarim Lo Al Etzem Levad Rak Al Etzem Baal Tormei Shem Nigzar. Again, different manifestations, different adjectives, different activities that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. The Eino Nikur Shem HaForish Klal Zula Zeh Hashem in Arba Osios. Everything else is like a nickname. Kinu is a nickname. Okay. Over Talmud never kol b'shem aforish. Hatar shem aforish. I know b'kinu. Talmud over someone shmi. Shmi amiuchali. That's him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself refers to as my name. Okay, it does not refer to any other matter, any other activity, anything else that relates to anybody or anything else, but it's the essence, okay, of the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, it signifies HaKadosh Baruch Hu's absoluteness beyond anything that a human can understand. That's why he himself refers to that as my name. Okay, that's the Pasuk in Parshas Noso, which introduces Birchas Kohanim, 36, Perek Vov, Pasuk of Zayin. The Samu Eshmi Al Bnei Yisrael, Shmi, my name. The job of the Kohanim is to put my HaKadosh Baruch Hu refers to this name as Shmi. What is he referring to? That's the conclusion of Birchas Kohanim. The previous Pesukim, it's said three times in three psukim, Yudke Vovke, right? The Samu as Shemi. That's he, as Kodesh Baruch himself refers to it as Shemi, my name. Okay? So that's really the essential nature, essential name of our Kodesh Baruch Hu. In this week's Sedra, Parshat Yisrael, okay, at the very end of the Sedra, after the Sedra Dibros, 37, Perkov Shmos Posuk of Aleph, okay? Kodesh Baruch Hu also refers to his name. And he says, the first part of the pasuk is not important for us right now, but I'll read it. Any place where my name is mentioned. Now, where is that? It's a Rashi here in Chumash, here in Yisroel. Says in 38, Asher eten lecha rishus lahazkir shem habeforashali. Again, this Shemi refers to my name. There's only one, there's no difference between my and name. It's the same essence, the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where I give you permission to utter that name. Shom obarach varticha. Ashre shkinosi alecha. Mikana talamit, says the rabbi, says Rashi, this is the source. Shalom niton rishus lahazkir shem haforash elamemokom shashchina ba'asham. The name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot be uttered anywhere except where the Shechina rests. Okay, v'zeh v'beis ha-bechira, that's the beis ha-miklash. Shom, nitan v'shus ha-kohanim, l'haz k'shem v'forish, b'nisit z'kapayim. L'vor, chesom. So, there's a sort of a comparison, right? It says here in Yisroel, b'chol ha-makom asher azkir ha-shemi. It says by Birchas Kohanim, v'somu ha-shemi. So, it's only in the context of the miklash you can mention the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? Say it again. The Gemara uses that pasuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will rest the Shechina on a person, even a single person. Right? You don't need a minion. First, there's a minion, there's three people. There, I think, so it's interesting to mention that. Because I wasn't going to talk about this, but by extension, okay? And this is really a point that Rambam makes in his Akdomah to his Parish in the Cholish. The Shem Hashem, this is the Shem HaFurish, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls Shemi. But the whole Torah, in a certain sense, is Shem Hashem. That's the Ramban writes. It's a Kabbalistic point. But he writes it in his Kadonot, his comment on the Torah. He says that, Kol HaTorah Shmosav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole Torah is a description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How so? The whole Torah is a description. The whole Torah, there's a lot of thunderation. The whole Torah, what does it mean? Because, and that's why, by the way, okay, I'll just point that out. It talks about this, but that's why when we... How do we know if to make a bracha brichas Torah? How do we know brichas Torah? What's the makor of brichas Torah? You know, kishem Hashem ekra. I will go kishem Hashem. I'm going to read the shem Hashem. Meaning Torah, the Torah, every part of the Torah. Kishem Hashem ekra. Therefore, I will go. The goldah means a bracha, a praise. Right. So kishem Hashem ekra. I will go to lokeinu. I'm going to read the shem Hashem. Okay. Then I have to say a bracha. That's the makor in the Gemara. Bracha. That's the source for brichas Torah. It would be the rice. Okay, that's a question whether it's the right or not. The Rabban assumes it is, the Rabban doesn't seem to. That's for a different discussion. But the it says, Kishem Hashem Ekrav goes, the whole Torah is a Shem Hashem. What does it mean? It means that we can't perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? The best we can do is get a glimpse of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is a name? A name gives you something about the person, something you can relate to about the person or about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The closest we can get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is if you learn Torah. Okay, the whole Torah gives you a glimpse of the of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I think the Ramban others have a mashal. It's like, someone's never seen the king, but he's seen a picture of the king. So he knows when the king comes, he'll recognize him. You know what I'm saying? It's only a picture. And a picture can be fuzzy. But at least he has some idea. So studying Torah, the entire Torah, in fact, some explain that's why there's a famous Gemara. This is all off the subject of this. There's a famous Gemara that says that the according to one opinion, Ben Sora Mora never happened. Remember that Gemara? Three things the Gemara says, I didn't, according to at least one opinion, never happened. One is Ben Sora Mora. One is Yerei Dachas, right, that the whole city worship was right. The other is the Bayis Amanuga, the Tzaras HaBayis. Oh, so in each case, the Gemara asks, so what is the Torah waste of space talking about? So it never happened. The Lohai Vel Nivra. Okay? So Gemara gives an answer, Drosh. The Kabbal Schar. We'll learn, we'll get the Schar. So the Kasha is not enough to learn without that? So I'll learn Hebel Shabbos also gets one. We'll learn some practical, watch, learn something never going to happen. So the answer is that in whatever way we understand that those mitzvahs, even though practically they have no ramification whatsoever, but they contribute to that tapestry. Right? Ben Sora Mora, and there are lessons to learn from, not now, Ben Sora Mora, Baisen, Ruga, Irani Dachas. They contribute to the description of Elokus. So that we're missing, you'd be missing something. It's not Nogel Maisa, okay. But the Torah being a description of godliness, of Baruch Hu's nature, of his essence,
That's necessary. You follow? But that's Shem Hashem. That's not what a Kosh Baruch himself. The common denominator of these two psukim here, the one in Israel this week said, the one in also Shmi, a Kosh Baruch describes my shame, my name. That's my essence, so to speak. The rest is this kind of a description, and humans can relate to it, someone can understand what a Kosh Baruch is. But here, the Shem HaForish is different. Okay, now you can only say in the Beis HaMikdash. So, getting back to your question, that we're about to answer. When a person studies Torah, so that is someone Shmi, but it's not the essence, because Baruch Hu will rest the Shechina, even a single person studying Torah. But it's not the essential name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's different. Okay? The Mechilta also, here in Yisrael, Bechodesh Parshiyadah, Bechol HaMakom, Shana Nigla Lech HaZikrim, Mikan Omer Shem HaForish, Osir Lehomer Begulim. That's right. Not allowed to say the Shem HaForish Begulim. Begulim means that we're outside the Beis HaMikdash. And that's a Sugya and Soto. Lamin Chesanal. Tanya Edom. Ko Sivarcho is B'nai Yisrael B'Shem HaForish. Okay. So I told him, so what's that? Why? What's the matter? Today when we duchen, obviously we're not saying the Shem HaForish. Our Kohanim today, they say Yerecha Arai Bishmerah. Right? Oh, Eina Ela B'Kinui. Maybe it's all the other name. No, Talmud Omer. So much Shmi. Shmi HaMiyuchadli. And Rashi says in 41, again, Sotol HaMachesanah, B'Shem Yuchad, Kichsovo, no, the way it's written out. Okay? So, Yochel Af B'Gulim came. So, can the Duchen in the Gulim also? No. Nemar Kam V'Sam HaShem, Nemar Ha Asum as Shemo Sham. That's another pasuk that describes the Beis HaBechira as Amakom Shivchar Hashem, L'Asum as Shemo Sham. It's a pasuk in Parashat Re'eh, I should have printed it out. It says, L'Asum as Shemo Sham. Ma'al Ha'al Beis HaBechira, Af Kam Beis HaBechira. Rabbi Yosha Omer, Eino Tzarech, Hari Omer, our Pasuk in Yisrael, B'chol HaMakom Asher Ha'ezke Shmi, Abba Elecha, B'chol HaMakom Sancha Da'atka, Ela Mikro Zem Mesurazu, B'chol HaMakom Asher Abba Elecha Barachticha, Shom Ha'ezke V'Shmi. Not the way the Gemara Brachas that you refer to Philip Darshan, but here it kind of splits up the Pasuk, right? B'chol HaMakom Asher Abba Elecha Barachticha, where I come to bless you, that's Ha'ezke V'Shmi. Eichan Abba Elecha Barachticha, Beis HaBchir, it's Shom Ha'ezke V'Shmi, Beis HaBchir. Okay? All right. Tosis there at Soto. Just a moment. The Tosis there at Soto on Chesed Aleph is bothered. What is the Gemara? What was the happening of the Gemara to use a kinoi? Right? The happening of the Gemara was, maybe I should be allowed to use a kinoi for Birchas Kohanim. So, Tosis in 42, O Eina Ela B'Kinoi, Daflano Chesmanov and Sota, Rabbeinu Hillel, Perish B'Sifrei, B'Chinoi Yom Keil, Kim Tzokos, and so on, which is how we learned it. The Tosis of Lomistaber, the Heikhi Tesek Adaitel, Shabu Shekrol, Amem Rechel Kim, Mokom Shem and Arbaos, who would do that? Ela B'Kinoi, Yishomer Kikriyoso, Ba'al of Dalet. Okay, that nickname, Kino Akad Brocha Aleph Dal nickname. Okay, just as a side point. The next tells us, Harei Om B'chol HaMokom Asher Melech HaVerticha, Hochi Tanah B'Sifri, B'chol Mokom Asher Nigla Shom Tein Ma'az Kishmi, V'Hainu D'Kom Asmas Mahocha B'chol Mokom Asal Kadaita, B'chol Mokom Asher Mitzav Eshmi, Ma'az Kir, Hainu Afim B'Gulun, Tivarcho, B'chol Mokom Asher Melech HaVerticha, Ma'ash Ma'ani Ba'atzmi Shei Shom Gilu Shechina, Ela Mikum Nisur, Su B'chol HaMokom Asher Melech Asher Nigla Shom Shalom in itself, I'll ask you, Shimmy of Yuchadli. Okay. At the very end, he writes, V'niren, he thinks that's why. Mizatam, Nimnu Kohan, Rock, Shim Yuchad, Bishim Yeshua, Tzadik, Bishalozoch, Shuv, Legil Shino. It's not Stam. It's that the Shechina departed. The Gemara has, in a couple of places, that the Shechina departed gradually. Maybe you may remember Esser, right? There are different symbols or signals of the departure of the Shechina. It didn't happen just like that. You know, it was left in stages. So once there was a deterioration, so to speak, in the Gila Shechina, so then you couldn't say why they stopped saying the Shem HaForish in the Mikdash, because our pasuk here in Parashas Yisro links reciting the Shem HaForish with what? With Gila Shechina. By the way, the Gemara in Sota learns the pasuk. B'chol HaMokom, wherever I reveal myself to you, right, or wherever I come to give you a bracha, Masha Mashchina, so it means the permission to recite the Shem HaForish is dependent upon what? Hashem being Masha Shechina. If
even in the Mikdash, the Shekhinah is now departing, then you can't say it even in the Mikdash. That's what I'm bringing up in that doses. Okay? Now, and indeed, that's what the Gemara says, plain and simple. Samachtes and Beis and Yuma, 43, Yuma, Samachtes and Beis. I'm going to end over Shem first, but we're going to finish. Now, but in any event, the whole idea that I wanted to illustrate from these points is this is Shmi. That's what the Rambam said in the Marabuchim. This is my name, said HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the essence of who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Okay, or what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. That exactly, we understand that. Okay, now, the Sefer HaKuzari, in Ma'amar Dalad, Os Aleph writes, Amar HaChaber, Elohim Torah Lamoshe, B'davin Edvarm, Uladayim Shelo. The name Elohim can mean a ruler, it can mean a dayim. Okay? V'yeish yeh v'chol k'shu rotze bo Moshe l'olam kulo, v'yeish yeh v'chelek k'shu rotze bo koch m'koch, galgal o tevim and atvoyim, o dayim and adam. Sometimes it means someone rules over the whole world, sometimes it means someone rules over something else, or something rules over nature, or something means dayim. V'nivna Hashem hazeh b'loshen kibbutz b'avur ma'asher noeg b'en ha'umos sher osim tzlamim ha'maminim shekol ha'achem rechulu b'kochas ha'gagal ha'mashe domo l'zeh. He says, this name implies coming together of different features. That's the Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Said there's one God for this, and one God for that, one God for another thing. Okay, and together they called him Elohim. Okay, and that's what they worshipped. The sun, the moon, all these different things, and but their mistake was, let's look at line 6, but they didn't look at the, you know, the forces that created all these forces, in babur shlohodulo, okay, but tanu, they said that's not true or something, that the things have independent strength or for whatever other reason. Al-Kain, okay, there are many things they refer to as God because each, the soft thunder and the wind and the, whatever, each thing had its own, you know, its own power, so to speak. However, we have that there's one unified name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem HaNichbad Yud Kei Vav Kei Yisbarach, Hu Hashem No Deram Uz Elu B'Midos Lo B'Makom. It's like somebody asks, what do I serve? Hashem, Shireya, Hashemayim, Azolos, Acharakochavim, Aish, Ruach, all these different forces of nature which are important. Okay? And they all can, you know, can rule over certain things. But the answer is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kimo Shata Omer, it's like if you have a name of a guy, Reuben and Shimon, it becomes that gives you an opportunity to, if you will, identify. All right, so Kuzari is just—it's an interesting point. He says that, you know, this name sort of like unites, as it were, all of the different aspects, and it becomes one name or one source for everything, and that's in this name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. All right. We take a look at source 45, Pirkei Rebbe. Ad shelo nivra olam HaKadosh Baruch Hu u'shmo hagadol b'lvad. Before the world was created, what was there? There was Hashem and His name. Why do I put that in? Because it illustrates the point that the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not something that was done to describe some force of nature, or to describe something that humans can relate to. The Pirkei Rebbe is telling us before the creation of the world, when there was no universe, there was nothing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, to interact with, if you will. Okay. Nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name existed. Why? It's just a further illustration of the fact that the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is part and parcel of who He is. And again, all of this explains why. You can't, and the letters are not just, as I said before, letters that make a sound, but they're part of the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why you can't even say the letters. Yeah.
I know there's a secret that instead of saying Baruch Hu, Baruch Shema, we just say Baruch Shema, because we don't really know what who it is.
No difference, yeah. There's a thing, yeah. It might be the same idea. Well, the Shema is the same. I mean, look, according to what we're saying here, it makes more sense to say Baruch Shema, because the Shem and Hu are the same thing. And Baruch Hu, Baruch Shema applies to two different things. We do, again, we have the pasuk we mentioned yesterday, so it's not quite, you know, there's still, I guess, There's still some difference. You're right. Maybe I'm overstating the case. I'm trying to say the name becomes part of our Kodesh Baruch Hu, but not quite, not fully. We'll see in a second. That's what some of the Baal Tanya says, the Kabbalah says, even that name is not quite, everything, but it's as close as we get to describing the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Okay? And the bottom line is that there is no name of Kodesh Baruch Hu that is more precise or more significant in describing Kodesh Baruch Hu than this name, which is, that's his private, that's his exclusive name. But what I'm saying is that the Pirkei of Ezra here, okay, says this interesting thing that, this is the, but even before the world was created, where there was nothing to interact with, Kodesh Baruch Hu's name already existed. Now, if you look in the Sefer HaTanya, Sefer HaTanya is the work of the first Lubavitch Rebbe, what they call the Tanya, the first Rebbe, the Baal HaTanya. Anyway, the founder of Lubavitch Chassid, Moshe Zalman of Levi, okay, the Rav, they call him sometimes, okay, a lot of different nicknames. It says in the Sefer HaTanya, Shara Yichud Ramuna Paragdalad, what does the name actually mean? Because there is, what is Shema Bayit? Shema Bayit Perusho Shemahava Es HaKol Me'ayin Liyesh. This name, why does it describe a Kodesh Baruch Hu? Because it's what a Kodesh Baruch Hu can do that nobody else can do is create something Yesh Me'ayin, creation ex nihilo, something from nothing. Okay, so the what the Baal Tanya is saying is that the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu indicates that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of all that exists, basically. Because everything that exists came Yeshman from him. Okay? In other words, so that's one point of this name, what it represents. Shem Havaya Perushu Mahava Sekol Me'ayin Liyesh. Later, in Shar Yichud Memunah Parag Zayin, Kishem Havaya Barshu L'malam in Hazman. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lives above the space and time. Okay, Shuhaya Bahova Viyya. In other words, what the Baal HaTanya is going on here is, okay, at the end of the day, we understand that this is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but these letters, it's Yud Kei Vav Kei, it's not Beis Gimel Kuf Resh. Okay, in other words, what is it about these letters that so much become part and parcel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You understand? That's what the Baal HaTanya is trying to grapple with. I understand this describes the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why Dafka these letters? So in Parag Dala, in Source 46, he says, because these letters do have a meaning in Hebrew, language. Mehaveh means to create, to bring into existence. So the shame, Havaya, the Yud Kei Vav Kei, it's the essence of the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because why? Because he brings all of existence into existence. All of existence was rooted in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You follow? It's not just randomly these four letters represent the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but not four other letters, not for these letters. Okay, so the name Havaya is Mehaveh, that's one. And at Parag Zion, he writes, Shem Havaya also implies contracted form of these three words, Haya Hova V'yeh, past, present, and future, which means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is transcendent, he transcends time, right? He can be at the same time, past, present, and future. So there's two different reasons the Baal HaTanya is suggesting as to why these particular letters indeed became or were chosen or represent the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because they represent, now a little bit that's a departure from what we said before, because that does indicate somehow that the name Havaya does refer to his interaction in the world. Okay, and that's why Reb Chaim Volozhiner writes in the Nefesh HaChaim, Shar Beis, Perek Beis, Afilu Hashem Ha'etzem Yuchar Havaya Baruch Hu Lo Alat Smusu Yisborach Levarim Ha'meyachdim Lo Ela Mitzad Yischabruso Yisborach Ima Olomos Kipirusho Hoya V'hoviyah U'mahava HaKol. Same thing that Baal HaTanya said. It's interesting. The Reb Chaim Volozhiner was a Talmud of the Gaon, was really opposed to many of the innovations of the Hasidim. And the Rav Baal HaTanya was one of the founders of Hasidism, and a great Talmud Chacham. But so Chaim Volozhiner disagreed, but in their philosophy, with a lot of things about Hasidism, but in their philosophy, you'd be surprised how many times there's a lot of overlap. They may come to it from a different direction, but ultimately, so the Nefesh HaChaim here in Shar Beis Parag Beis is exactly what the Baal HaTanya wrote in Shayichud Rav Emuna, Perek Dalet. Okay, let's read it from Nefesh HaChayim. Afilu Hashem Etzam Yuchad Avayah Baruch Hu Lo Atzmusi Baruch Hu Marmach Ela Mitzad Es Chabrusi Baruch Hu Olamos. The Perush Kepirush Hayah Aviv Mahath. Those three, those, he just has the other order. Hayah Hov Aviyah, which means it transcends time. O Mahav HaKol, he creates everything. Ritzon Olam Hu Yisbaruch Mitzchaber Ritzon Olam Olamim Lahava Olakayon Korei Gakosh. Baruch Hu connects to the world and he keeps them going. Baruch Hu for a moment cease to was the will of the world to exist, it would stop existing immediately. Okay? Alright, any problems so far? So that's the that's in terms of the Hashkofa. Now the question becomes, okay, so here I come, I'm going to be saying the Shem Hashem as we pronounce it, right? The Bracha and the Kriyashma and the Leining, the Shema Esrei, whoever else. So what am I supposed to have in mind? So the tour, Paskin Halachan, Simon Hey Barachai. V'yichavein v'berchoso perish hamilos shemotzi b'piv. V'azkiru Hashem yichavein priyash kriyoso ba'alav dalad loshon adno shedon hakol. V'yichavein od perish kusivoso v'yudhei loshon havaya shuhaya v'hovu yeh. He says as follows. When you say the Shem Hashem, halacha l'maaseh, I would tell you. No, not esoteric. This is when you say a bracha, when you say the Shem Hashem, tefillah. What should you have in mind? You should have in mind this point, that number one, that he is the Adon HaKol. When you say Baruch, again I'm saying for teaching, Baruch Atah Adonai, what's your Kavana supposed to be? See, so the Torah says your Kavana is, when you say Adonai, you say that he is Adon HaKol, he's the master of everything. And also, Lashon Havaya, Shuhaya Hoviyah, is transcends time. In other words, the Torah is telling us what to bear in mind. And this is Allah HaMai, so what to bear about saying a bracha? We say Hashem. When you read the name Hashem, you have two things in mind. One, these two points that the Balatanya mentioned, that the Nefesh HaChayim mentioned. One is that he, because Baruch Hu transcends time. The other is that he is Adon over everything. He created everything. When you say the Shem Elokim, Yichama Yisru Takif Amis, Ashalo Hecholet, okay, and he says, "Kadosh Baruch Hu's got." When you say Elohim, you think of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's might, his power, okay, his ability. He kale, the word kale, which is part of Elohim, lashon koch, chosin kolis eli aris alkap, which is the right. And so, therefore, it's an important tour, and that appears in Shulchan Aruch too. Simon Hay, Sif Beis, Amorachai, Sif Alam. Yichavein bebrachos perish hamilos. When you say a bracha, you should have in mind the meaning of the words. Barbara hates one. Kishiyas yashem. Yichavein perish kriyaso ba'adnu shodan akol. Yichavein simoso b'yudhei shohayah oviyu. V'askelo kim yichavein shu takif ba'alecholos of alakofos kuo. So what the tour, the Shulchan Aruch telling us here in Simon Hay of Aruch Haim, when you say the Shem Hashem in a form of, in a bracha or something else, you have in mind both the way it's written and the way you pronounce it. You're pronouncing it Adonai. You're saying Baruch Atah Adonai. Shema Yisrael Adonai Elohai Noron Echad. Right? You're pronouncing it as Adonai. So you should have in mind what Adonai means. Master, Adonai Kol. But also don't forget about having in mind what's really written there, which is the same Yud Hei Vav Hei, which means transcending time, Hayahova V'yim. Okay? That's what you're supposed to have in mind when you say Baruch Atah. That's what it says. Okay? Now the Bir HaGra in Simon Hei, the Vilna Gaon says on that Simon Shavu Yichavim, he quotes a tour. V'hotziyo v'divar v'yom v'yom v'sefer yurish v'kosam eitz l'pazuk v'shem kushma v'chol echad v'beid l'shem v'zom v'pazuk v'yishan yarech ad shiach v'hoi ha'ol etc. v'chakar kosam v'chol pavas v'shem v'yom v'yashav v'yos v'zudan v'kol. Okay, the Vilna Gaon disagrees a little bit with the Shavar. Because the Vilna Gaon says you go back, this is again the Bir HaGra or Chaim Simon Hay, Yom HaSav Yichavim. He said, you go back to the original source, okay, it looks like that's only talked about by Kriyashma. He says, Avol Mashma, the end of the second line, Avol Mashma Shom She'ein Tzarech Lachshon El Apirish Kriyoso Rak B'Kriyashma She'shom Be'ez Hashem Bor Ahoy etc. B'chein Ikra V'Yom HaKadim Ki Bachol Ochen Achar HaKriya Be'ein Tzarech Lahar HaKal Al HaKsivah. He says, this is important to them, okay? He says, you know, we pay attention to what, the way we read it, and you have to vowelize it a certain way. When it says, Chaf Lamed Beis, Vav Chaf Lamed Beis, those are prefixes. If you have before the word Elohim, or before the word, if you have Vav, Chaf, or Lamed, or Beis beforehand, okay? Aleph Nachal, Ukil, Chaf Lamed Beis, Vav Chaf Lamed Beis, Pata, okay? If it would have been the way we read it, it would have been mechirik. But I just want to point out something we should also know. When you have a prefix of a vav, chaf, lamed, beis before the Shem Hashem, okay, then the patach is on the vav, not on the aleph of Adonai or the Eved Elokim. Okay. Ain kelo kelo kelo, right? The aleph beef is silent, right? There are many examples. Elokeinu velokeinu v'seinu, right? Laronoi, right? Havu laronoi b'nei elam. It's the vowel on the lamed, not le Adonai, but laronoi, right? Chav lamed vav, chav lamed beis, okay. However, when you have men, shin, or hay before, then it's may Adonai. Hashem says those may Adonai, not Maronoi, right? May Adonai, or Ha'elokim Haroi, not Ha'elokim, right? The way you can remember it is men, shin, hay is Moshe, right? Moshe Machnis, Moshe Motzi, okay? The color of Machnis. Okay, it's Mem Shin Hei and Vav Chaf Lamed Beis. Moshe and Motzi, the letters Mem Shin Hei, you mention those letters with their vowel, Motzi. But Vav Chaf Lamed Beis, Kolev, is Machnas. You keep it, inside. Moshe and Motzi. Anyway, but that's what he talked about the Kolev Diftuk over here. But the bottom line is he makes this distinction, okay, with regards to Kriya Shema, okay, and he says just by Kriya Shema you have to have both things in mind, but brachas you don't. All right, so that's the end of this information regarding the Shem Hashem, okay. Just mention that I wrote an essay about this in my Sefer years ago. I'm just looking at anything else I wanted to mention. Okay. Well, let's just, to finish up this sugya, I want to look at the Tosus on the bottom of Hamad Aleph. We'll finish up. Okay, take a look at Hamad Aleph. Baruch Hechitzvah, that's the last Tosus on the page. So, okay, I'd comment about the Shem Hashem. Just a quick thing to end the sugya, talk about the... talked about this Tosus. Okay, I don't have to read the whole Tosus, but maybe we'll see if we have some time. Okay, when we need Hamad Aleph, and then bring that tomorrow, I gave you out the other sheets, we'll start with the next Sugya, which is two lines. Basically, we'll do the whole Hamad Beis. Next Sugya starts with Rav Huna Omar, Hamad Aleph, of the last two lines. Okay, but anyway, remember the Gemara said you can't learn from the tzitz and from the zer because the zer is that crown ornament around the shulchan mizbeach and the arm. You can't learn from there either because the Torah never mentions any measurements. So tells us, what do you mean the tzitz doesn't have any? I thought we said above the tzitz is two atzbos. So Tos says, no, it's only darbon. I mentioned I would agree to that. Al mitzchos, sheer mitzchos, tam metzach rochav shtei atzbos, the forehead and so on. But here's what I mean to you. Mi rivo meforesh, hatzitz hayomunach berosh, mishum dekasha le'mayishno agabe koin godol dekor mitznefes, kineksiv v'samta mitznefes harosho, uksiv mitznefes bad yitzmo. Okay? The hat of the koin godol. The koin godol we know had eight begotten, right? Koin hedjer had four begotten. But they both had hats. The hat was not a garment that was different that the Kohen Gadol had and the Kohen Hedid didn't have. But the Torah calls them different things. The hat of the Kohen Gadol is always called the Mitznefes. Okay? And he quotes the Psukim, as it says, Mitznefes by the Snof and so on. Alright? And elsewhere in the Gemara, he quotes the Gemara, it says, Gittin Dav Zayin, it says, Bismach Mitznefes Rosh Gadol Tehat Tarbar Rosh Gadol Fine. Or the Kohen Hedyot, Kara Migbas, or Migbaos in plural. It's also a hat. We find that Torah uses a different, there are certain garments that were in common between the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hedyot, and they had the same name, right? Yet the hat was in common, and they have different names. The Mitznefes is the hat of the Kohen Gadol, Migbas, or Migbaos in plural, is the hat of the Kohen Hedyot, okay? Kedisiv, and he goes, various psukim, Asil Migbaos, and so on. Now he says, Elavadai Mishunos Hayu Zumizu. Apparently, they're two different things because they have two different names. Right? They have a different name, it's a different thing. That's what I said before, right? Name is part of the essence of something. But anyway, he said, it must be two different things. The Shol Y, the Shol Kohen Hedyot, Gedola Mishol Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Hedyot's hat was bigger, wider, larger than the Kohen Gadol's hat. Why? Okay? The Shol Kohen Hedyot, Gedola Mishol Kohen Gadol. Shatzitz Hayadocha Osa. Because you had a room for the tzitz. So it couldn't be as low down or the same part of the head. The tits had to be there. So you had to have a smaller hat. You know, I mean, the yeshiva guys always get hats that are too small. Why? Because you have to have room for the tzil. Right? It's an old thing. Yeshiva guys always have small hats because otherwise not room for the tzil. Right? The hat just fits. You don't know that? It used to be a minhag. I don't know. It used to be a minhag. You always tell yeshiva's hat is three sizes too small. And that puts a tilted back a little bit. There's got to be room for the tefillin, right? They have a big hat. Okay, anyway. Now, not to wear the Shabbos hat. The Shabbos hat's different. The Shabbos hat's that's a chosher hat.
Do you need buffer with two hats? This is a serious question.
I think they don't. No, I don't know.
I don't know.
I think so. I don't know. I don't know. I have to ask around. But I'm not sure. I think so. Those who can. Shabbat hat's got to be shtari, you know. Shabbat. We can have a schleppy hat that hangs in the back of the Rishmanj. Not a minchah, clips it off. Even a minchah, it's tilted a little bit back, right? There's room for the tzol. I'm very serious, I have to do with room for the tzol. I think that's why. Okay? Doesn't play with the jackets too small, but at least plays with the hats too small. Anyway, so that's what it says here in the Gemara, that the hat of the Kohen Gadol was a different hat because they had a room for the tzitz. That's why they call it different things. I mean, stop. Toses the Rivoz. What's tipping them off here is the fact that they're different names. Mestomah, they're different things. Okay? And also Zum for Tfilin. Let me parak Shem Yizvachim. Sa'ar ha'anir ben tzitzu v'mitznefes sh'shom menech tfilin. There was room for his hair to stick out, or at least his hairline, would stick out between where the tzitz ended and the tznefes began. That's where he put his tfilin. Okay? V'choin hedyot afagav da'avalei navi tfilin ha'yocho la'nichol mokom sh'kon gorol menech the tzitz. The Kohen Hedyot also wore tefillin, but he could put them because, as the Gemara says, the Yesh Makom Barosh Sheroy Lanich Bo Shnei Tefillin. But there's room on the head for two pairs of tefillin. It's a small tefillin. Our tefillin are pretty big, so tough to do. But in the general space, you can have two pairs of tefillin. The original did. I mentioned you once, maybe the original idea of wearing Rashi and Benatam tefillin, because of Machlokas mentioned the other day, right, what the order is. So the original, and they look at the Shulchan Aruch, it's not sure like that. It wasn't like the Chassidim today, they wear Rashi Tzon, and by Chazos HaShach, they put up in a Tam Tzon. They wear Rashi Tzon and Tam at the same time. I've seen it. They go to the Kol Samar Avi, once in a while I see some Sraidi, old Sraidi wearing two pairs of Tzon. That's very small. Anyway, because the Gemara says, Mokom Yesh Marosh, Lanech Meiz Tzon. Anyway, can I make a prayer come out to Tzon? The Gemara says, Alpha God, this is Chassid Meitza, we're talking in Bein and Eo, Barbina Park, Omar Gabayana Melech, Hokem Lahem Bitsitz, Shabin and Echa, Mahai Bein and Echa, Mashago Bein and Echa, Lixibay Tzulin. Even though it says Meitza beforehand, Bein and Echa doesn't mean literally between the eyes, but in that place above, like by Tzulin. Okay, Shakoba Govish, Oshmio, Enemy Sasha Gokovish, Tzulin, Yalak, the Sofa, Komets Rabba, because they were showing, okay, he has a whole explanation. I don't, you know, we don't have to read the whole thing, but he says, the location of it, but the bottom line that I wanted to get at is that the hat of the Kohen Gadol was different than the hat of the Kohen Hedyot. Okay, Yeah. Okay. So what was bothering the Rivah, what got the Rivah cooking over here, was the fact that the Kohen Hedyon has a hadas called the Mikbas, and the Kohen Gadol's hadas called the Mitznefes. And therefore he says there are different sizes, different Mitznefes, not as big. Okay, because of the need of the room, not like the film, but for the tzitz as well. Okay? Yeah. I printed the source of the Rambam. Perak Ches of Echosklan Mikdash Halacha Beis, 54. Big day Zov, Hang Big Day Kohen Gadol, Hang Shmona Kelim, right? The big day of the Gadol and Kohen Gadol was the eight big days Zov. Ha'arbo Shal Kol Kohen, okay? The four of the regular Kohen, plus Umi'il Ve'efer V'choshen V'tzitz. These are the extra four. They are, in other words, the Mechnasayim, the Avneit, and so on were the same. But the Umi'il Ve'efer V'choshen V'tzitz are the extras. Ve'avneito Shal Kohen Gadol Ma'ase Rokim Hu Ve'udom Ma'ase Ve'avneit Kohen Hedyon. That's a big question. The Avnei to the Kohen Gadol, the Avnei is a belt. The Avnei to the Kohen Gadol, the Avnei to the Kohen Hedyon is the same. The question was Shat, isn't it? It was only the Kohen Gadol, not for now. But anyway, the Avnei was the same. Umitznefes ha'amura ba'aron, hi ha'migbas ha'amura ba'bonav. Now what's the implication of the problem there? That is the same, not small, I think. No? Listen to his words. Ha-mitznefes, ha-mur ba-aron, hi-ha-mikbas, ha-mur ba-bonav. Sounds like he's saying the same thing, basically. Okay? They're not like the Tosis one, that we've all wanted to say, that they're called different things. They're totally different. One is smaller, the dimensions are smaller. The measurements are smaller, right? The Rambam doesn't seem to say that. The Rambam says, mitznefes, ha-mur ba-aron, hi-ha-mikbas, ha-mur ba-bonav. Ela, she-ha-kongal, tzonav bo, kmi she-lof, ifal ha-shever, u-bonav, tzonav bo, k-kova, l-ficha, nikra, mikbas. You know what the difference is? How you put it on. Do you wrap it? Okay, do you wrap it around? Or the material, words, is it wrapped around? Or is it piled, so to speak? Or is it on top, is the material one on top of the other, so to speak? In other words, the Rambam can't deny the fact that there are different names, so the Rambam is right. Why wouldn't you call it the same thing? So there is a difference. Okay, but the difference is not in the... It's a difference in how you wrap the material, how you put it on. It's not a difference in the essence of the item. Okay? See, the Ravid says, like the Rivah, there's a difference. Okay? The Mitznefes is longer, and the Mikbos is more like our hats, but I'm going to find back in the Rambam. He says a Kohen Gadol son of Bo, can he shall low faith ala shever. Shever means a wound, wrap a bandage around something, right? You wrap it. That's how the Kohen Gadol put it on. He wrapped it, whereas the other ones put it on. I think it may have come out there, they put like this, the material like this. You know, again, it's one on top of the other like this, as opposed to wrapping it. That's the difference, says the Rambam. Okay? A mikbas looks like a normal hat. Okay? So it does not cover any different, it both covers the same part of the head. That's what he's saying. It's not distinguishing between the different parts of the head. It's just saying how you put it in. Okay? The Kesef Mishnah quotes others way in this machlokas. The Kesef Mishnah there in Parakas Alachabay is the last source. Okay, look at the third line. Mashu Kosev Udomek Mamais Lavnei Kohenet. No, not that. Sorry. The next line. Mash fourth line. See it at 55. Fourth line. It's the Kesef Mishnah. That Rambam Klei Mikdash Ches Beis. Mashu Kosev Amitz Nefes Amur Aron Hu Yamu Ravano. The feeling like was nearly Shetam Alomak Kedivar Ramban. Shechto b'samo she osios certain letters interchange, okay, and it's like it says mikbas, not mikbas. Gimel and kuf can interchange in Hebrew. Mikbas, also koveya. V'chein tig on the targum of mikbas koven, okay, and the Ravid says it's called mikbas. He disagrees, but according to the Ramban and the Rambam, Okay, just a moment. In other words, yeah. Okay. In other words, according to the Rambam, the mitznefes is wrapped around, and the mikbas is piled. I don't know what the word mikbas means. Somewhere. Anyway, it's just a difference. In the way you put it on. Okay. All right, we'll stop over here. That ends this sugya. The Glinat will start with me tomorrow. And tomorrow, Wednesday, we'll do those sheets. Tomorrow, what is tomorrow?
Or is tomorrow, Wednesday? Friday.
Tomorrow, Thursday. Okay?
Thank you. All right.
Good.